All right, part two of our BTS Life playlist episode. We have four more categories to, what do you call it? To discuss. And those four categories. Can you read what they are, please?
Yes. So the next four categories are our love life, our challenges, our near future, and our distant future.
Okay. So, why don't we reverse the order now? Why don't you go first for each one?
All right. Boom. Okay, let me pull
like
up this
like a basketball
song.
Game where you switch sides, you know? At halftime.
Where we switch sides
yes.
at halftime.
Okay.
Okay, so let me play my song. Oh, I thought it was already playing. Let me play my song and then I'll explain it. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Alright. That is one of my favorite BTS songs,
I
by
know.
The way.
I know, it's so good.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's Pied Piper, and I'm pretty sure, like, all of us basically know the lyrics, right? So Pied Piper is, like, about BTS being, like, you know, we kind of do have control over you guys, like, we, like, being, basically just, like, they know that we love them and we do anything for them. So, BTS, control my love life. And basically what I mean by that is, like, anytime I think I like someone or anytime, like, any of that, like, I always, like, I'll watch, like, a BTS performance and be like, But there's a whole BTS out there.
But then there's BTS.
Yeah. So, and, like, I haven't, like, had, like, a much experience, like, with Love Life either. So, I can't say anything else, but literally that BTS controls it. Especially because, like I said, like, they set my standards, like, to, like, and I also personally believe that, like, I'll find the right one, you know what I mean? If I wait. And if I'm, like, 100% sure, so.
You know, I just realized, like, what if there's, like, this giant population of people that remain single because.
Well, that's basically what ARMY is.
They're so in love with BTS. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, but, like, for real.
No, I know. Because I'm one of them.
And, like, all these statisticians and census people are going to be like, why are so many people single?
It's because of BTS. But, so, yeah, there's not much explaining to do with that one. I think that one is pretty obvious in itself, you know? Mm-hmm. And, of course, I feel like, and age doesn't really matter to me, but I feel like I still got lots of time, you know what I mean? So I'm, like, I'm not worried about that stuff. And I'd rather just sit here watching BTS and then be like, oh, my God, yeah. They're so cute, than yeah. actually go out and, like, interact
and
with
all
people.
Kinds of drama too.
Mm-hmm. Especially my age.
Yeah. Okay, so let me pull up my song. Okay, here comes my love life. Okay, so obviously the song is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I think it's because being in a relationship
takes a lot of work.
And I think for relationships to be successful, you both have to want it to be successful. Mm-hmm. Like, you both do. And you both have to be willing to put the work into it. That said, I don't feel people should feel like they have to make it work.
Yeah. That is the first thing I feel like that goes wrong, is when you're like, we have to stay together forever.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, just be like, all right, I really like you right now, and let's see where this goes.
Yeah, and that's why I say you have to want it to work out. You can't feel forced or compelled to make it work because then it won't. It just won't. But that said, it does take a lot of work and there's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I think that song also is like something having like all of you too. Do you know what I mean? And I think that you have to be careful about because you never want somebody to be like in total control of you. You want to make sure your relationship is something you're choosing, you
And that you
know?
still can function as
As your
an
own
able human
person.
being
Yeah.
instead of them controlling
Yeah.
you and being able to manipulate and stuff like
Right.
that.
And so that song touches on a little bit of that dark side and
Of a
controlling
relationship.
aspect too. So yeah, that's my love
And I'm
song.
just like, BTS controls my love life.
And I'm
But
all, but don't let it control it
don't
too much.
let them control
Okay, the next one is challenges.
you. Ooh,
What
all
is
right.
your challenge song?
Ooh, okay. So my challenge song.
And we haven't had any of the same, by the way. This could be our same.
Oh,
I don't know. We'll see.
really?
We'll
All
see.
right. Well, let me play it. Okay. Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go. I like the beginning of the song, so. All right.
Not what I was
So,
expecting.
really?
Yeah, and
Oh,
it's like
wow.
opposite of what my song is.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. I bet yours is a rap line song
Just
then.
go.
So Singularity is my challenge song. So Singularity is kind of like about, okay, so let me just say mine because it's just easier for me to do that. So I've always dealt with things on my own. In recent years, I should say, because I feel like when I was younger, I was very open about everything. But like, I like to deal with things behind closed doors and very much on my own because it's just easier for me than me talking to someone and then everyone feeling sorry or this or that. And so it's also kind of about like, but there's at some point when I can feel myself cracking and I can feel that I can't take the pressure of just doing it on my own anymore. So that's part of the song as well. And then there's sometimes when I feel there are times when I can't tell if I'm genuinely feeling an emotion or if I'm feeling an emotion because society has told me to feel that in that situation. Like if someone talks crap behind my back, like me feeling angry or me feeling sad or me feeling happy or me feeling like anything, you know what I mean? And so it's also like about like not wanting to be a burden on other people, so like there comes like the dealing with stuff on my own. But this is like the reason why I love music so much is because when I listen to music, I can genuinely feel it, and I know what I'm feeling in that moment. So, yeah, that's my challenge because I've always challenged with like, especially now, like being on my own, but not displaying like as much as like I'd like other people do or that people think I should or you know what I mean and any of that. And so yeah, and just being able to like know what I'm feeling truly instead of thinking that I'm feeling something else.
So I interpreted this a little bit differently. So I picked a song that represents me when I'm faced with challenges. Not
Oh, ow! Did you
like
choose
you.
on?
So you Yes, I did. I chose on. So you picked things
Actually
that
deal with.
present a challenge to you, right? And I picked me faced with challenges. So let's pull up on.
All right, here comes on. Do you want to fast forward?
Oh yeah, let's fast forward a little. Let's just see where we end up. So, okay, so yes. So I feel
Okay.
like if I'm challenged, I'm like,
Bring it
yes.
on.
Yes.
Yeah, that is 100% you.
Okay.
That is 100%
And you. I was going to ask you, like, how'd you know I picked on? But now I, yeah. because you said that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I wouldn't say I, like, actively seek challenges, but I'm not afraid of them.
Yeah.
And I really love accomplishing things. Like, I'm a goal-driven person. Mm-hmm. Like, I love having a goal and checking it off my list.
And being like, boom, well, boom. I did that. I did that. Accomplished this.
And it's like I said earlier, like, when you do something, then you have that power within yourself to fall back on, and you learn so much about yourself, and that just sets you up for success in the future, because you're like, I know what I'm capable it. Of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
and
I did it.
And I believe in myself, so... So, like, if somebody is like, you can't do that, I'm like, watch me.
That's the Aries in you, by
yes.
the way.
Just watch me. So, yes, On is my challenge song.
On is the challenge song. Okay, our near future is the next category. So,
and again, we didn't say, like, in the next month, in the next 3 years. Yeah. We just said we near just future.
Said near future. Mm-hmm. So, it could mean different things. So, for me... Here, let me just play it, because...
Just play
just,
it.
Just play it. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. Okay, all right, so that's my near future song, and that is killer, and literally, and it's by The Rap Line and Supreme Boy, and so killer's about working harder than others and rising above them when other people start to fall back or get tired or things like that. Mm-hmm. So I just have been feeling recently like I'm like, it's time to just set that inner me, like, the person who I want to be, free. Like, stop worrying about, like, well, if I set them free, then people might expect more from me, or people might judge me more, you know what I mean? And just actually let it loose. Mm-hmm. And basically saying, like, when I come to those situations, if someone does try and hold me back, that you're not allowed to control me, and I'm not gonna stop, like, just because of you.
Right.
So, I think that that is for my near future, especially because, hopefully soon my dancing will come more mainstream and stuff, and, you know, when stuff goes more mainstream, you get more comments, and you get more, you meet more people who are not as, happy for you as others will be, you know what I mean? And I've already dealt with that at past studios, like, people, friend, my quote-unquote best friends talking stuff about me and being jealous. So it's time to just rise above that and be above that.
And you never know, that might not happen. You could end up being surrounded by a bunch of great people
who,
who support you.
Yeah.
But at least you know.
Hopefully. But at least you'll be ready to fight.
If anybody does start anything. Okay, let me pull up my near future song. I don't know what you're going to say about me picking this.
Okay.
Let's see all what
right,
you think.
All right.
Okay,
all
ready?
All right. Oh my god. Are you crying?
Yes.
Why are you crying?
Because of why I picked that. So...
Oh my god.
So just wait. So the song is by Jungkook. The song is by Jungkook. And he wrote it to his members saying, like, you know, I was just a kid and you guys have shown me all this stuff and I'm like, I feel so blessed and like I want to make you proud.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And like, so I'm crying because, like, we lost somebody very special to us this week. And that's how I feel about this person. Like, I want them to be proud of me. I want the things that they've taught me to, like, resonate through me and not just be lost and like in one ear and out the other. And I want to, like you said before, like dedicate myself to being myself and not limiting myself, because life is very short, you know? And like, I don't want to not do the things that I want to do because I was afraid, you know, or because I felt limited. Like, I really enjoy the feeling of being limitless, and I believe that that's the true potential for all of us, you know, and the only things that hold us back are ourselves. And so I feel like going through this week has, like, reminded me about all of that, and that I really owe it to myself and to the universe, because I really do feel like the best thing we can all do, you know, as we live these lives is to be us and be the genuine version of ourselves. So that's my near future song is doing that.
Yay. Oh my God. I can't even like say the next song, because that one was just like...
Okay, sorry for crying. I'm done crying now.
It's okay, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Distant future.
Can't
wait.
Can't wait.
So what were you just, if you were gonna put a timeline on this one, what were you envisioning for this? Like, oh, 10, 15, okay. What were you kind of thinking?
So, okay, let me say my near future and then I'll say distant future so I can kind of explain more. So my near future, I put a timeline on, like, it could anywhere from 3 months to a year.
Okay.
And then did I say near future? Yeah. Though? Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
You're like, wait, who am I? What am I doing?
Oh my God. So then for my distant future, I kind of labeled it as a year to 3 years.
Okay.
So this is my distant future one. All right. Hold on, everyone. Oop, hold on. Sorry. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Oops. Okay. I like how I went out to the breakdown. Alright. Okay, let me explain why that is my distant future. So...
But don't read. Just talk about it.
I know, but I have points down I want to get across. Okay. Alright? I have points down. Okay. Because it's hard to remember all the lyrics of, like, all 50 songs. I know, but...
Okay, go.
So this one is obviously called Wings. And so I just feel like, this song for me represents... Because it's saying, like, spread your wings and fly. So I feel like, for me...
And this was my good time song.
Yes, this was your good time song. And this is my distant...
How interesting.
Distant future song. So, for me, it's, like, after getting past, like, myself and getting past, like, worries and fears and stuff, like, I'm finally able to fly, you know what I mean? Like, I've made it, like, I'm flying, you know what I mean? And so that's what this song means to me, and I'm not gonna come back down, you know what I mean? Because I've experienced flight for the first time, that's just too great of a feeling to stop.
Oh, I like that. So. I like what you added there. That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow, that was really good.
Thanks.
Okay, my distant future. I feel like you know what I'm going to pick.
Let's All right. See. Wait, I already know.
Okay, I told her. I was like, I bet you know. And she's like, no. And she's like, wait, I know.
I know.
Okay, do you want to... Wait. Do you want to say what you think it is? Okay, go ahead.
It's the Pluto song.
Okay, and why is this my distant future song?
This is her yacht song.
This is my yacht song. You guys.
She picks us on a yacht, jamming out to the song with BTS.
Yeah. BTS is on the yacht with us.
And
we're like jamming. Dancing on the yacht. Maybe I'm holding like a glass of champagne. And it's just a fun time. time. It's just a fun time.
And we're
time.
Like, yes, we have accomplished everything in our lives. But, like, we have made it to the tippy top.
Right. That is the tippy top.
That
okay.
is the tippy top. Is dancing on a yacht, the BTS song with BTS.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's my distant future song. And that's also my ringtone, by the way, guys. Oh,
my God. And that song... Because you said that, like, that song has such a special place in my heart. Because every time I hear it, I'm like...
You picture the yacht, don't you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's happening, guys.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Get ready.
All right, so that was part two. We hope you guys enjoyed it. It was fun for us. Man, I mean, we played with a lot of emotions through these eight categories.
Happy,
dang. Whew. I'm worn out.
I know. We need to go take a break. Guys, we gave you two podcasts in one day.
Yes.
We gotta go for it.
But that was because we kind of had to.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have broken our promise in one day.
In the first week. So anyways, we're trying to get three podcasts a week. But thanks for listening once again. And remember, if you guys like our podcast, please share it with a friend.
Yeah.
We love doing it and we would love to, you know, meet more people and communicate with more ARMY and have fun with more ARMY. And then the other thing I want to mention is we started a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means.
But I don't know what that means.
But we're on Facebook.
But it's out now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.